recently I heard about the story of an elderly couple named Rita and John. They had been married for 65 years. They had raised a family and lived a long and happy life together. But over time, the wife developed Alzheimer's and began slipping deeper and deeper into dementia. Eventually, Rita had to be hospitalized in a health care center. Most tragically, she could no longer recognize her husband. And John would go home from visiting her, overwhelmed by incredible sadness. And then one morning when he came to visit, he had an idea, he said, that could have only come from God. So he climbed into his wife's tiny twin bed and just held her in his arms. And Rita responded to his touch. She began to talk. He now does it every day. Rita's doctor says that her old memory recalls being in his arms, remembers how he used to hold her, and part of her, because of that, is able to come back. My friends, what a beautiful example of what married love is all about, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. In our gospel today, we hear the story of a woman who happens to be a Canaanite, one of Israel's oldest and most despised enemies. The Canaanite woman was a mother of a very sick girl, a child tormented by a demon. Now, the girl may have suffered from epilepsy or schizophrenia. And just like John in the story, we can only imagine what the mother was going through. And as the gospel passage begins, Jesus is leading his disciples through Gentile territory north of the Sea of Galilee to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus comes to a place where, for perhaps a brief while, he can have some peace and quiet and not attract attention to his presence there. Obviously, Jesus' plan didn't work, because no sooner does he arrive there than he finds himself set upon by this Canaanite woman who seeks a healing for her daughter. Brothers and sisters, along with her having character, this Canaanite woman must have been quite a character. But Jesus became her last best hope. She knows that if this Jesus can help, he will. And little things like ethnic diversity and hatred won't stand in his way. So this Canaanite mother goes to Jesus and implores his help. Not once, not twice, but three times. And she refuses to take no for an answer and persists, even to the point of making a scene. She's got everything going against her. She's a woman in a male-dominated society, a Gentile venturing into Jewish territory. She continues to push Jesus until he begins to see her situation in a different light, and certainly has no intention of letting Jesus off easily. But Jesus didn't react and simply ignores the woman as if she didn't exist. He continues to walk on, trying to get rid of the woman. But she continued following him, and the situation becomes positively embarrassing. So the disciples say, "For heaven's sake, Jesus, give the woman what she wants, so she will stop shouting at us like that." So when Jesus finally speaks with her, he insists he has nothing for her, and that his mission is only for his own people. But the woman isn't discouraged. She comes and kneels before Jesus and prays simply, "Lord, help me." And then, in an unusual twist, Jesus responds with a remark that in our culture would be seen as rather degrading and insulting. "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." The woman has no intention of letting Jesus off easily. So rather than turning away or returning insult for insult, the mother redirects her frustration, finding clever words, yet remaining respectful toward Jesus. Even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table. Touché. She's made her point. My friends, even Jesus knows when he's lost an argument. So he does the gracious thing and concedes and then sends her off with the healing she requests for her daughter. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish. Jesus was so moved by her confidence, her wit, and her faith that he couldn't refuse her. It all came down to never giving up on someone you love. Jesus recognizes the woman's great faith, having often chided his own disciples for their little faith. And faith is a subject we've been hearing a lot about over the last few weeks, especially in our Sunday scriptures. Faith requires that we keep walking, even when the wind and the waves are against us. Faith demands that we keep pleading, even when God seems to turn away. Faith asks us to wrap our arms around those we love, even when they don't remember who we are. Brothers and sisters, it's very unusual for us to see a picture of Jesus that seems closed and uncaring. Perhaps Jesus is making this statement so the disciples can witness his change of heart, so that they too later will be able to spread the good news to the non-Jews. John said he knows that his wife Rita will never fully recover while she's with me, but I want to enjoy every minute, and so he holds her. My friends, since I've come across that story, I've been thinking of what it takes to love, truly love. It takes constancy and belief in something and someone greater than ourselves. It takes what this Canaanite woman had. It takes faith. Amen.
Amen.